Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Three brothers from Milo are the first Eagle Scouts from a Milo-based troop in over 30 years. Let's go in-depth with Jake, Luke, and Will Prater. Well, congratulations, guys. Eagle Scouts. How cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It's fun, and you're all, and you're brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And you finished about the same time?
Yep, mm-hmm. Within a couple of months, so. We decided we'd wait and have our ceremony together because that's something our mom wanted, and it was a really nice day.
Yes, and I'm sure your mom's very proud of you.
Yeah.
I would think so.
Okay, well, how old are you?
I'm 14.
14, Eagle Scout. Are you like the, I don't know, the most popular guy, most respected guy in class, or just another guy?
For the most part, just another guy, but it still feels pretty good to be an Eagle Scout at this young. It's an honor.
It's an honor, but it's also sort of an obligation to lead and set examples for the other kids too,
yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like that?
Somewhat, yeah.
How do you feel about it, Jake? How old are you? First, you're the oldest brother, right?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And how does that feel, to be an Eagle Scout?
It feels pretty good because I became an Eagle Scout officially exactly 1 month before I aged out on my 18th birthday, and that's too bad because that happens to a lot of scouts where they age out before they can get it. Like that happened with the scout we had in our troop one time. So I'm glad that I got that, you know, right before I couldn't get it anymore. Feels good.
Well, right. Different people have different trajectories. You can do things at different speeds. But you also set the example for your younger brothers, too. You were the first scout, I presume?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so then your leadership, and then they were able to come along. So maybe you gave them a leg up.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not.
Okay. And Luke, how does it feel? How old are you?
I'm 16 years old.
That's still a young scout. And how does that feel?
It feels pretty good. This has always been the goal. And it just feels great to be here.
And you go to school where?
Southeast Warren.
All right. And that's not a very big school system.
No.
And do you have more Eagle Scouts in school now?
No, it's just us.
Just you three. And how many kids in school?
Maybe 100, 150, something like that. Just in the high school.
Oh, just in the high school, I think there's like 200, 210.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Eagle Scouts Jake, Luke, and Will Prater. Are you leaders in other ways other than just in scouting?
Yeah. I'm my class president right now, class of 21. And I hope to be student body president next year. That's the plan anyways. And I've been involved with student council, and Jake and I are both on NHS, and I'm sure Will will get there too when he's old enough. So
National Honor Society?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So not only are you Eagle Scouts, but you're also members of the National Honor Society?
Yep.
Yep.
How do you pull all of that off?
I don't know. I just kind of kept a decent grades and wrote a good paper, really, to get in.
Is that what you did too?
Yeah. We've been pretty busy, I guess you could say. But it's rewarding. And I'm sure it'll be more rewarding when I am able to put that on an application somewhere. So.
And that's your hope, too, to be in the National Honor Society when you're old enough?
Yeah.
And what grade are you in?
I'm a freshman.
All right, and so next year.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about your scout project, your final project. What did you do?
For my Eagle Scout projects, there's a building in Lacona that used to be a Nazarene church, but then it was vacant for a few years. And then it was given to the White Breast Heritage Society, and they were going to use that building as a museum. So on the outside of that building, it was kind of beat up, you know. I did some restoration. I repainted the steps and railings. I installed a sign in the front, a little bed around the around the sign and the flagpole, and then a little bed in front of the flowers in front.
And where did you get that idea?
Well, my mom had posted in the Lacona Facebook group about my brother Jake's projects, and one of the people at the Historical Society contacted her and said, "Do you have any more Eagle Scouts that need a project?" And it took off from there.
Okay, and Jake, what was your project?
My project, originally it was going to be something with like the museum in Milo, but that didn't really take off anywhere. But what we ended up doing was building benches for my church, the United Methodist Church in Lacona. There's a lot of senior members there, and there's really nowhere to like sit outside after a sermon, like if it's a nice day. So I thought it'd be a pretty good idea to, we just built some benches really around the, and there are some trees there that are like really shady in the summertime and everything. And we built some around our old pastor's favorite tree. And it was really just, you know, just we could, to have a nice place to sit down outside, or even in the summer, spring when it's nice out, move them around and have a sermon outside, you know?
So you built that many benches?
Yeah, we built 6 benches.
And how did you know how to build a bench?
We kind of checked online. They're pretty basic benches, really. It wasn't too complicated, really. Just some flat wooden benches, but they're nice and sturdy and pretty comfortable, I'd say.
Well, yeah, I can see people wanting to have, on a beautiful spring day, you'd want to have services outside if you could, and this gives the pastor the option.
Mm-hmm. Also, there's really no air conditioning in that church, and the airflow is terrible, so it might be cooler outside some days.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Eagle Scouts Jake, Luke, and Will Prater. Luke, what was your project?
I kind of had a two-parter where I would, the first thing I did was a flag drive. And so I had a group of volunteers go with me, and we went door to door, put flyers on everyone's door saying, that there would be this flag drive happening, and if you have any flags that need retired, you know, if they've been tattered and you don't know what to do with them, there's a proper way to dispose of them. And a lot of people knew that there was a proper way to dispose of them, but they didn't know what to do, so they just kind of held on to them. And then I went around and collected them all, and I was surprised that for the small town of Milo, we had over 50 flags that I'd collected just from that. And then the second part of my project was putting in a permanent box out in front of the Milo Legion. That it's like a drop box where you just put your retired flags, your flags that need retired in the top, and then you can collect them out of the bottom. And the Legion guys have a key to that. And since then, I've held a retirement service for all the flags that I've collected, and I believe the box has been emptied twice.
Do the Legion guys help you out with that, the disposal of the flags?
The first time, the ones that I'd collected, I figured the troop and I would do that. But from now on, I believe that they're kind of just holding on to them for a while, and then when we get more of them, we'll have another retirement ceremony.
What's the most important thing you think you learned from scouting?
How to be a leader. Because I have been the troop's senior patrol leader for probably maybe 2 years now, maybe more than that even. And I think it's helped me grow as a leader, and I'm gonna try to continue to be a leader in other ways through school and through my community. So I hope that that keeps going.
How about you, Jake? The most important thing you learned from scouting?
That's a tough one. I think maybe something along the lines of identity, who you are, and like what's important to you. Because like, if you like some random stranger will ask me, you know, what are you? Like, scout isn't the first thing that pops to mind, but it's one of them. But like, I think throughout scouting, you really learn about yourself, learn and grow as a person with your fellow scouts. I think that's something pretty important.
And Will, what have you learned?
I've learned to be kind to people. It's part of the scout law, being kind, and it really goes a long way when you're being kind to people. They notice it and they're kind to you back.
And then it's contagious, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. Do you know, well, you're only 14. Do you know what your future plans are after high school?
I want to attend college at Northwest Missouri State University. I don't know what I'm going to study yet, but I plan to go there.
Jay?
I'm going to Northwest Missouri State University. I've been accepted, and I'm going to study some journalism and history. Hopefully that can help me become an author at one point in time.
You want to be an author, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for you. All right, Luke, do you know?
Right now, honestly, I would like to go to Northwest Missouri State University, or to be honest with you, wherever the money is. And I don't quite know, I don't have it nailed down what I want to do yet, but I do know that I want to continue being a leader and kind of a people's person. So there's that.
And so you've positioned yourself, and you said where the money is, and I think that's sort of an important thing with the high cost of education, but you guys have done all of this right. The good grades, the accomplishments, the leadership. You would be an addition to whatever college that you would choose to go to, and then so the scholarship money is well deserved. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, anybody that is thinking about going into scouting that might be listening, or a parent that has kids old enough to go in, any advice for them?
It's going to help you a lot. It's going to teach you valuable life lessons, how to tie knots, but it's going to teach you how to mature into an adult, and it's going to help you a lot.
It's long and hard. It's not like an overnight thing. It's not a thing where you can just like never help your kid or anything like that. It's a rite of passage, really. It's coming of experience, and it's a long and hard experience, but it's, you know, great, the fun you'll have with your scouts along the way, so I think it's totally worth it.
I think for sure that scouting, if nothing else, if you learn nothing else from scouting, you'll be able to communicate with people better and just build relationships with the people that you are scouting with, because, you know, if you spend a week in a tent with the same person, you're going to build some kind of bond there. And the memories that you'll make with scouting will last a lifetime.
Thanks to Jake, Luke, and Will Prater for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.